Well, good evening, everybody. So glad you could join us. Spin on Golf here. Sunday night, 760 WJR, as Mr. Big Voice said. Mike Fay, yours truly. We are at the beautiful DGC, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We are a mere 7 weeks away. Man, it creeps up on you. Really looking forward to it, as always. BC is at the U.S. Open. Jordan is at the Michigan Open. And guys, just a week ago, we were talking about how we could have done a two-hour show. The week in golf, this past week, we could do a 3 or 4 hour show. Are you kidding me? With everything that's going on, I mean, just where BC and Jordan are at tonight as well. So I guess with that being said, where do we even start tonight, fellas, and how are you? All right, I think we have Jordan in BC.
I'm here.
Yeah, Jordan, where do we even start tonight? How you doing up in Traverse City?
I don't know. Last I heard, you were trying to negotiate a three-hour show, not a two-hour show. All is good here. It's beautiful. It's sunny. It was a little chilly when I got out of the car at about 12:30, but yeah, it's looking good. Staring over at the tower here at the Michigan Open. I think this is my 25th Michigan Open.
Wow.
And I can honestly say I don't think I have a good chance of winning this year or any other year, but I'm participating, and that's a good thing.
And BC, of course, you are out in Massachusetts. Set the scene for us there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I walked the golf course before James got here, and it's going to be a brute. I don't know, 7,700. The rough's not up as much as I thought it was would be, but the fairways are running out pretty fast right now, so your ball will inevitably run into the rough just about every hole if you don't hit the perfect line. A lot of quirky blind tee shots, and a lot of tilts to the greens here at the Open this week.
No kidding. Oh, something to look forward to and something that we're going to be talking about quite a bit next week. Guys, Liv, it happened. There are so many things from what happened on the golf course to what happened off the golf course. Literally, I've been waiting all week to hear each one of your take. Mike Fay, I know you and I were talking about it with Chris Renwick, but this isn't going anywhere. We all better get used to a world where Liv Golf is a part of the golf world.
I'm a free agent. I'm a free agent. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you get the call, Mike? Did you get the call?
I didn't. I want to let everybody know in Detroit that I did not get the call. I'm a little disappointed.
What did you think? What was your gut reaction to, I mean, you can pick whatever you want. There were so many things that happened. Obviously, I'd like to keep it with the golf, but what's your gut reaction to this first week?
I think that it's definitely different. I think it will get the attention of younger viewers, honestly, right?
Yeah.
I really do. And the different format is definitely cool. You know, I think it'll be fun for them. It's more team, right?
Yeah.
And haven't seen that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch.
Jordan, what was your take on everything?
I watched it. It was a 9 o'clock start. I had it on at the course there while I was teaching, and everybody was kind of interested. Obviously, I was watching James and Danny and those guys go to work. And it was pretty cool. The flickering scoreboard on the left took me a day and a half to figure it out. But maybe a little work in progress there. The team thing, yeah, it's kind of cool. The guys seemed to be, they were treated like royalty. It's a tough take. I've heard so many different takes from Chambly to Phil's take to DJ's take to Golf Digest take to you name it. And I think, you know, the thing that stands out the most is John Rahm made $7.7 million last year as the top of the leaderboard for the FedEx. And, And some guys made, you know, 4.5 or 5 million last week. And I think guys just want to get paid possibly what other professional athletes are being paid around the globe, basketball, baseball, maybe not so much hockey, football. Cooper Kupp, 80 million, 3-year deal. And my math says that's more than 25 million a year. And the top guy in golf was 7.7 last year. So I'm not saying that that's all of it, but that's just one of my takes.
BC, what jumped out to you about, I guess, week one, if you will, of LIV Golf?
Well, my projections were correct. They were going to treat the players over the top, and they put on a heck of a show. And James, when I met him today in the locker room, was all smiles and said it was just over the top awesome. And I mean, that's my comment on it. I'm glad that James got a place to live and someone's given him that opportunity. And money will take care of himself. If James plays well, he's going to make money anywhere. But this certainly gives him a better platform for us to slowly progress him to the next level. And thanks to those guys on the LIV for giving and treated James and Dan just unbelievable. Just one story after another on the range here. But I think it's all thumbs up, and I'll put it out there that there will be a merger soon, I'm pretty sure.
No kidding. Yeah, I you know what? It is one of those things that if somebody, we were talking to Chris Renwick about this, if you think that this is going anywhere, you're not paying attention. They're not going anywhere. There's too much money invested in this. Jordan, I know you wanted to kind of piggyback on that, but I think you'll agree with me that this isn't going anywhere. The question's going to be, to BC's point, how can there be some kind of coexistence?
I'm not a huge historian in golf, but I do think that this past week or two will be historic in the way it's going to change golf for the next 15, 20, 30, 50 years. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. I hope it's good. I mean, that's all I want for golf, is it for it to be good. But this is interesting. It's exciting. It's something we've never seen before, where there's, you know, different groups taking sides. And like BC said, there's more down the road. What's going to happen with the LPGA? Is there going to be a women's LIV tour? Is there going to be, what else? I even joked today, is there going to be a Michigan LIV tour? That'd be cool, right? Maybe we'd get the call, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
I made the joke. Listen, if you need somebody to fill the field, I can go shoot 30 over.
Yes,
I have no problem
I'll
shooting
come
30 over
for you.
Absolutely, I'll take care of you.
Hey, yeah. You might make $4,000 there. That'd be all right.
I'll take it all day, no doubt about it. Oh, by the way, there was a PGA event today over in Canada. Good day for Canada, huh, Jordan?
Oh, Canada.
We'll get into that in just a little bit. Some history made on the champion side as well. As I mentioned, we have a special guest coming up at about 7:35. AJ Newell kindly joining us. Is you are listening to Spin on Golf. We are from the beautiful DGC, the home for the Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming up 7 weeks from now. I can't believe it, but we'll be here hopefully talking to or about the latest champion of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Don't go anywhere. More Spin on Golf next here on 760 WJR. Welcome back in once again, live from the beautiful DGC here in Detroit. He's Mike Fay. I'm Sean Allegian. At the U.S. Open is BC. At the Michigan Open is Jordan Young. Always want to give some thanks and props and shout outs to the guys behind the scenes. Appreciate Nick Roddy, the executive producer, Mike Parsons here, the on-site producer, and Jason Fissler, our studio engineer. RBC today, I was talking to Jordan about this during the break. Good news, Justin Rose. You shoot a 60. Bad news, you finish 5 strokes back. And BC, this goes back to something that you were talking about a few weeks ago. You wanted to see some lower scores, and I think the RBC Canadian Open was providing a little bit of that today.
I'm not sure if BC's in or not, but BC, if you're there, go ahead.
Yeah, if not, it looks like his Mike is muted, so I'll defer to you, Jordan Young.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was on the course and just checking out some scores. I played with Chris Ross, who's a fellow Canadian, and he actually played his first Canadian Open at the course that was hosting there. He said it was awesome. The rough is, you know, usually really long, but yeah, he said, wow, Connors is like 8 under. I go, wow, is he moving up? He goes, no, the other guys are like 9 and 10. He said, Rose is 10 under. I had to look at the scoreboard and he was 11 on the day. And then as soon as we looked, of course, he made a bogey. So the guys were lighting it up. The greens, I guess, were great. Guys were hitting fairways, I assume, because the rough was pretty nasty. And in the end, Rory came out. A couple guys made bogeys coming down the stretch. And Fino made a bomb, I think, on the last hole from about 30, 40 feet to solo second. It was exciting. The rink was the coolest part, I thought. And the guys wearing the jerseys trying to do their best. And it got a little rowdy there at the end. But
very excited to be out of COVID,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
to be honest.
Well, you know, Canada, they've been in COVID for about 3 or 4 years now.
Right,
not
right.
Like the rest of us. But yeah, they were a little pumped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, you brought up that point very early on tonight before the show started. If we thought that things were a little over the top here, boy, take a look at what happened in Ontario and in Quebec. Mm-hmm. It was really bad. I think some people are just happy
not
to
so
be
much
out,
of
Mike.
Yes, they are very happy to be out of the house.
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like tonight.
It's funny because they can still drink beers at home, but I guess it just wasn't social enough for them.
That's awesome.
Justin Thomas put a scare into Rory. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think they were both at 16 under. Was it the 14th? I was en route, and then Rory pulled away. And as you mentioned, Finau finishes second at 17 under. Of course, Rory wins at 19 under. JT at 15 under, Sam Burns and Justin Rose at 14 under. Just an outstanding way to get ready to head to exactly where BC and James Pyatt are right now, and that's in Massachusetts for the U.S. Open next week.
Yes, it is.
What jumped out to you about the Canadian Open, the RBC Canadian Open?
I was insanity. I was waiting for James to come in, so I sat on the couch in the locker room this afternoon just watching. I'm like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, they got to the back nine, 14, and like the skids came off of everybody.
Yeah.
Who was the kid that finished with a double bogey? Poor guy, missed the open exemption by a shot.
Oh no!
But he was leaking oil coming in, and JT was leaking oil, but even McIlroy missed a couple three footers there the last few holes, and it was like, what just happened? These guys were going insane there at the turn, and then all of a sudden they hit the skids. But how'd you like to make 13 threes and not win the tournament and not even have a chance of winning the tournament today?
Unbelievable.
It was cool to watch, and a lot of the guys were in there. I was sitting with Tyrell Hatton in there, and he's just his colorful personality. He's screaming at the TV. F more.
ABC, what's the mood like there today with some of the guys coming from LIV and then, you know, obviously the USGA?
I'll agree with the USGA. USGA's like, you know, Jenny and Robbie were there to greet us, and all good. You know, they're like, hey, these guys qualified to play here. We welcome them with open arms. That was it. That's all they said. The guys that were rolling in, you know, Phil was here already. Phil walked with a wedge and a putter and walked the golf course already. And then Kevin Na was here. Kevin, he might have played more than 9 holes, but they were pretty happy, smiling people when they came rolling in the locker room. That's all I can say.
Anything you can share about James's experience, you know, with meeting some guys and schmoozing with some of the boys?
No, he said it was all positive, even playing with Phil and getting some, you know, feedback of what's going on, you know, with some of even like Phil's wedges. But not really. I mean, James didn't really share that much about it. He just said it was just an over-the-top experience. And I mean, yeah, he said it was really easy. sitting with the boss of the LIV and Sergio and DJ at the party. So
yeah. I would imagine with that great treatment. Intimate of a group, right? You've got maybe less than half the field, so you know, 1/3 field that you're going to spend more time with these guys, and they're going to open up a little bit more than maybe you would at a U.S. Open or something like that. And that's a huge right. opportunity of learning and educating and just, you know, I mean, it's just like a sponge fest there. So hopefully well, you took advantage of that.
Yeah, I think so. And it just seemed like, you know, he got in front of the right people to, you know, do the media presentations and how to act and how to, not that he doesn't know how to do that. He's really good at it anyway, but you know, with what's coming at him, I think they put him through some great schooling and how to be calm and how to take care of stuff on the golf course. Cause when it comes to the States, it's going to be a different atmosphere altogether, unfortunately. But I think he got all that, which it takes players usually years to learn that. Nobody really teaches you that unless you're in front of a microphone. So I think he got that, starting to get that under his belt. So, you know, makes him more comfortable. All the background noise can start going away for James, and he can just start playing golf.
Well, Mike, as you pointed out, not only was it a historic day off the links, but today on the links. I mean, there were some great stories today. I mean, where do you want to start with some of the great things? I mean, it seemed like every tournament today had a little magic, so to speak.
It was. Well, let's start with the Volvo Car Scandinavian Mixed. A very unique event. First time we ever did this with Annika Sorenstam and Henrik Stenson heading up this DP World Tour event, where you've got men and women playing together against each other. Never heard of that. And we had Lynn Grant coming out shooting 64 in the last round and beating Henrik Stenson by 9 shots. That's quite exciting.
That's a whooping.
That is a Big time whooping. The Arizona State Sun Devil. And she's a rookie on the LPGA Tour this year. Played fantastic, so it was a big deal. It was really cool over the weekend to watch Annika play, because we don't get to see her play very often, and that was fun to watch. On the LPGA Tour, the ShopRite Classic at World Famous down by the shore in, where is it at? New Jersey. Again, they play, as we say, in the New Jersey Sun Devil land. Brooke Henderson won a playoff over Lindsay Weaver-Wright with an eagle on the 18th hole of the playoff. It was nice to see that Brooke got her driver cut down, Jordan, and found the winner's circle again.
That's very a whooping. Nice. That's a Canadian whooping.
Good
Canadian.
Kid from Smiths Falls, Ontario.
That's right.
A goalie, too. She's a goalie.
Put her there.
Yes. Yes, so that was pretty cool. She shot 64 today and won the playoff.
She's been kind of laying low for a while, you know. Yep. She's been kind of laying in the weeds. Hopefully she's going to bounce back here and have a great year.
Yep. Once again, Lydia Ko up there tied fourth. And Brittany Lang. Let's see. I don't know. I'm going farther down for our favorite here, Sean. I don't see her. I don't see her. She's a long ways down there. Maybe she didn't play. I don't see her down there. No, I don't see her. She's a long way down there.
Maybe she'll make an appearance in the second half.
That's right. And very quickly here on the Champions Tour, we made history, didn't we, Sean?
We did.
Yes. JD, the first tie winner on the PGA Tour Champions.
Wow.
So pretty cool. What do you think, BC?
Well, when we come back, we need to break
about that.
AJ Newell, the assistant coach at the University of Michigan's women's golf program, will be joining us. Pretty cool. The Epson Tour, Ann Arbor's road to the LPGA is at Travis Point Country Club. We'll be talking to AJ Newell about that when we come back. Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Well, only 7 weeks away from this wonderful tournament in our backyard. There's another wonderful tournament happening in our backyard. Do you hear that Radio Pro segue? I was actually kind of proud of myself.
Nicely but done.
Kindly joining us right now. There are 100 ways to introduce this person. How about assistant coach with the University of Michigan's women's golf program under head coach Jan Dowling and AJ Newell. Congratulations on your Wolverines. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the first Big Ten title in program history. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They had a great year. It was super fun. We're really lucky to have a good group of hardworking girls and, you know, very happy to see them be successful on the golf course this year.
Well, that is outstanding. And another thing that's outstanding, as I mentioned, how about this? The Epson Tour, Ann Arbor's road to the LPGA is going to be at Travis Point Country Club, and you are going to be playing. What an exciting time for you. Congratulations. And
it is,
obviously
it is.
Good luck, but tell us about the event.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Epson Tour Road to the LPGA. It's really the LPGA's future stars are going to be here playing. I played quite a few years back when it was the Symetra Tour, and the girls I played with are now on the LPGA, and not only on it, but they're winning, and they're winning majors. So it's a great opportunity for the people of Ann Arbor to come out and watch, you know, these girls that they're going to see on TV in the next few years. And the unique thing about the Epson Tour is there's not a ton of ropes. They don't keep you super far away from the pros. So it really is a great inside the ropes experience. And we're super excited to be here in Ann Arbor competing this week.
You know, a pretty cool thing as well, you can't beat the price. It's free. Go out there. DTE made this happen. Go out there and see some great golf. You know, one of the things we were talking about off the air, as a matter of fact, is doing whatever we can, AJ, to promote the game. And this is a great opportunity in our own backyard for people to enjoy some fantastic golf.
Absolutely. It's a great day to bring your family, bring your kids out, and just get them up and close and personal. These girls are so happy to have any fans coming out to watch them. I guarantee you, you'll get a second of someone's time, and they'll always stop and sign autographs or take photos, whatever you'd like. So it really is a great chance to get out. It's a free, easy, cheap day to go out and watch some golf. We're going to have some beautiful weather, so I'd encourage anyone who can to go out.
Practice on the 13th and 14th. There is a Pro-Am on June 15th. And then the 54-hole championship, the 16th through the 18th. Kindly joining us once again, AJ Newell. AJ, you were telling us off the air, I hope I don't embarrass you by bringing this up, but you haven't played in a tournament, what, in about 2.5 years?
It's been exactly 2.5 years since I've played a competitive round of golf. So I'm very, very excited to be teeing up this week. I certainly felt like my competitive years were over with, but it's exciting for me to get this opportunity to play a few more events this summer. And I'm just so, so thrilled to be teeing it up this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it nerves? Is it excitement? Is it a combination, a bunch of things that you know, you've got that smile right now that's kind of frightening me. I don't want to go on the course with you, but all jokes aside, what are you feeling? Is it more jacked up, or are the nerves kind of kicking in a little bit?
I'm a little nervous. I definitely started organizing some things today, which usually happens when I'm getting nervous for a tournament. But honestly, I'm just so, so excited. It's been so long since I've gotten the chance to do this. And I'm honestly looking forward to those first tee jitters. It's been so long since I've felt them. And competing has always meant the world to me. I absolutely love it. And, you know, while I've watched more golf than I've played this spring, you know, I've learned a lot by watching our team. And I feel like I'm about as ready as I can be for this event.
Once again, it's the Epson Tour, Ann Arbor's Road to the LPGA at Travis Point Country Club. Go out there, support the game, watch some fantastic golf. Once again, practice on the 13th and 14th, the Pro-Am on the 15th, and then the 54-hole championship, the 16th through the 18th. A field of 156, AJ. I mean, for the benefit of people out there, most tournaments have a field of 144. This is going to be 156.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big field. We're lucky that we have a lot of sunlight here up in Michigan in the summer, but quite a big field. So a lot of good opportunity for people to come out and watch some really good golf. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I got out today and played 9 holes out there, and the course is just in absolutely fantastic shape. So they've done a great job getting ready for it. And I'm sure it's just going to keep getting better as the week goes on.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about on this show is finding a way to bridge the gap between the men's side and the women's side. And Liv comes in and they're throwing money around, and I'll tell you point blank, I hope they start throwing money your way. And to that, I say the LPGA. But talk a little bit about this Epson Tour. You are familiar with it. Of course, formerly the Symetra Tour. Mm-hmm. It's got to be difficult for some of the players to keep grinding it out, huh?
It is. It absolutely is. It's, you know, we talk about how the LPGA isn't making enough money, and I sincerely don't think those ladies are. And you look at the Epson Tour, which is their developmental tour, and you know, some of these girls, you can be in the top 20 on the money list. You can maybe get your LPGA card by being the top 10 at the end of the year, and you're still not making enough money to cover your expenses. So these girls out there are doing it because they love it, and you know, they see their future in it. So no one works harder than they do. They're all carpooling to get to the tournaments together. They're staying in host housing, which lucky enough, you know, I think they've been pretty successful finding host families here in Ann Arbor. But, you know, we talk a lot about the journeymen on the PGA Tour who've been around forever and finally get a win. But the same exact thing is happening on the ladies' side. And these girls work so, so hard, and they do it, you know, generally losing money each year. They just do it because they love it. So it's, you know, they care about it a lot, and it means the world to them when people come out and watch and support them.
Now in its 42nd year, the Epson is going to be at Travis Point Country Club. Got to be pretty exciting for you. You have a few people, I'm sure, that you know, but one that played for the University of Michigan. I think I would be remiss and if I didn't let you talk about that and how, what an interesting scenario that must be for the both of you.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Ashley Lau getting a well-deserved sponsor invite this week. She's a fantastic player, an even better person. And this is just going to be such a great opportunity for her to compare her game against the pros. And I think she's going to be surprised by how good it is and how close she is to being ready to play professionally. And, you know, it's going to teach her a lot about her game and show her what she needs to work on to be ready for it. And also give her a little bit of a taste of like what it feels like just to be on tour and what it feels like to tee it up in a professional event, which certainly by the time you turn pro, there's a few different pressures on you, but it's just going to be a great experience for her. I'm so excited to be playing in the same tournament as her, you know, a little bit nervous, of course, because sure, she's going to play a lot better than me, but it's just going to be so fun. And I'm just so, so excited for her. She's such a great person. She's been an absolute joy to coach, and she just really deserves this week.
Well, I think our own Jordan Young would throw his 9-iron at me if I didn't mention that there's going to be an Eastern Michigan Eagle playing as well. So there you go, Jordan. I mentioned the Eagles, so you won't yell at me. Of course, Jordan played for the Eagles. AJ, is there anything else you want to throw in there and talk up this event? Because I think it's great for the game of golf. Not only do I wish you success, but I wish all the ladies success. And the one thing we all have in common is a love for this game and wanting to promote this game. So I'm going to lob a softball to you and you go ahead and crush it.
Yeah. You know, I think if you're a local family or you have kids or some young daughters, I would absolutely try to get them out to watch at some point this week. I remember when I was a kid and I went and I watched my first LPGA event in Orlando, and I watched Brittany Lincecum walk down the fairway. And I remember saying to myself, this is what I want to do. And you know, probably about 10 years later, I was playing in a practice round on the LPGA Tour with Brittany Lincecum, all because I'd seen her play when I was a little kid. So if you have kids, if you have daughters, and you're thinking about coming out and watching this week, absolutely do it. You never know how that could influence her or how that could change her life. So definitely try to do that.
That is awesome. Travis Point Country Club, June 13th through the 18th, Thursday, first round tee time, 7:30. Last tee time is 2:00. Hey, they even have great things for the fans. A hole in one contest that is hosted by the orthopedic specialist, PC Ann Arbor, Michigan, will be held on Saturday. And did we mention great golf and the great price? It is free. Compliments of our friends at DTE. AJ, I wish you all the best. Congratulations on a great season at Michigan, and good luck in this and beyond. We're all going to be keeping an eye on it, and I'm sure we'll catch up again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
AJ Newell kindly joining us here. Once again, hey, Mike, this is great. Fantastic.
It is great.
In our own backyard.
Awesome.
Jordan, I got the Eastern thing in there. I thought you'd be a little happy. At least give me a smile that I got to mention.
No, that was good. You know, I'm I'm up north and I'm running on low power, so I didn't want to, you know, use up too much time. But yeah, you know, Jan is the head coach too. Jan, she's a fellow Canadian, so that's good. So I hope the girls play well. It's a great event. Congrats to Mike Malik and the Ann Arbor Sports Commission putting it on. I hope they do well. And, you know, it's a great venue, great facility. Should be a great week for them.
Outstanding. Really looking forward to it. No doubt about it. And I'm sure that's one of the things we'll be touching on next week. One more segment to go. We think we'll catch back up with BC. We think Jordan Young will be around. I know Mike Fay and I will be here at the DGC, the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Can't say enough or give enough thanks to our friends at Rocket Mortgage for making this happen. Thank you. Thank you very much. It is Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Oh, it's always an adventure. And, you know, as I mentioned, we're 7 weeks away from the Rocket Mortgage Classic here at the beautiful DGC. Fun show the last couple of years doing those two-hour shows to celebrate whoever the winner will be here at this beautiful course. And as always, we really, really thank the great folks at Rocket Mortgage Classic, not only for the tournament, but to the great folks at Rocket Mortgage for making this show possible. So I didn't even ask if we have a POW. Maybe we'll get to that in just a second because Mike Fay.
Yeah.
You knew it.
As we look forward,
you think I came back on in a car for nothing?
as we look forward to next week, and all eyes will be on, well, where BC and James Pyatt are at out there in Massachusetts. We got some odds, boys. Some U.S. Open odds. Mike Fay.
Nice.
Yes. Scheffler 12-1. Rahm 12-1. McIlroy 14-1. Justin Thomas 14-1. Molikara is 16-1. Dustin Johnson 16-1. Cameron Smith 18-1. Xander Schauffele 18-1. Brooks Koepka 18-1.
Koepka, so where's he been?
The top 10.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it, Koepka.
Will Zalatoris, 28-1.
Ooh. That's my guy, Zalatoris.
Ooh, I
right
was just
there.
Wow.
Tony Finau, 35-1.
Maybe.
I've said it for 3 years. Eventually, he has to break through, right? I mean, it's got to happen sometime, right?
I kept saying about my English guy, too. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying the U.S. Open with that. That's for sure.
You know,
what's
Sean,
up to you guys?
There's only one expert on this show, and it's supposed to be you, Sean. So come on, don't keep picking the same guy.
Heavens no. It's just, yeah, and then I'll tell everybody, like, when he does win. See, I told you after that's the way. Who jumps out to you guys, though?
Zalatoris.
Yeah?
Or whatever his name is.
Justin Rose. He just played really good, right?
He did.
What about James Pyatt? Because I'm picking James Pyatt.
Let's see here.
So here's a James Pyatt story. I've got five kids on the range yesterday, and, you know, they're a little squirrely. And so finally I figured I would change gears a little bit. I said, look it, guys. You guys like golf? Yeah, love golf. Great. Okay. I kind of think they're lying, but not sure. I go, who's your favorite golfer? First kid goes, James Pyatt.
Oh, isn't that great?
And his dad's hitting balls like four guys down. And then the other guy goes, yeah, James Pyatt. I go, attaboy. The other guy goes, Tiger. I go, who's Tiger?
Yeah, right?
I go, and then they're chirping down there. Attaboy, you know your golf. Glenn's yelling at him. I'm like, perfect.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to
it. It was kind of funny watching James' dad hit balls yesterday. I haven't seen him out there in a while. It was kind of neat watching James come in with his dad. And Glenn, some of his comments. What a beauty. That's all I can say.
Now we're looking forward to it. We'll be talking about that, of course, Father's Day weekend. Keeping an eye on what's happening out there in Massachusetts for the U.S. Open. So, yeah, you know what? Boy, Rory's got it going on right now, right? A little bit. A little bit.
14-1.
Some of those
hard
numbers,
to pick.
Some of those numbers.
So, listen, we had a little Punk of the Week powwow yesterday, I think, in the hallway, which we usually never do. Like, when we're at work, we usually don't talk to each other too much because we're busy teaching. But we had a little Punk of the Week talk there, and I think BC might have let it out before the show.
Let me tell you what, this guy, Chambly, this guy, whatever, just put a sock in it, dude, a big sock, and then someone get a plunger and just keep opposite of pulling it out, shove it in, shut up. And then my second POW is now Justin Thomas. He is the punk of the week every week.
What happened now?
Nothing. He's my punk of the week.
For no reason.
Punk of the week. I mean, I don't know how to describe how I feel about it. It wouldn't go too well with whoever's on the buttons back at JR. So I just, you know what? Justin Thomas. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Wow. I think we're going to have a pretty easy. We might have to have like a nominations for the weeks coming up, because there's going to be a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of attitudes and opinions and comments going about these golf tournaments in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So we might have to have nominees and then have like the actual punk of the week.
They might have to do a straw vote.
It is amazing how overly dramatic some people have gotten in a short amount of time. And I'll just leave it at that.
Angry.
Just, angry and right? Overly dramatic. It's absolutely amazing. Jordan, anybody for you?
No, I'm just a spectator this week.
All right.
Yeah.
So what do you got going on, Jordan? Tell us about what's happening up in Traverse City. I know I'll be up there on Wednesday with the Paul W. Smith Show, but what do you got going on?
Yeah, I saw Paul W. tonight. I saw Tony tonight. And, afternoon tea time. So I'm going to stay at Spider Lake at Mr. Matt Grabowski's place. And should be a nice few days. Be back to work, I don't know, sometime.
BC, good luck to our favorite golfer, James Pyatt. Please give him our best.
There he is, right there.
His way. There's James. We'll throw go green his way. And all the best to James. And you guys have a blast out there, huh, BC?
Will do. Yep.
Mike Faye, you try to stay cool this week. I know you have long hours this week.
We discussed it. It's not good fat guy kind of weather.
It is not. There's no doubt about that.
Who's your pick, Sean? Who's your pick? Come on. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Rory. I'm going to be boring and go with Rory.
Oh, jeez.
For our buddies, Jason Fissler, Mike Parsons, and Nick Roddy, special shout-out to Jeff Marcero. And thanks to Rocket Mortgage. Thanks for joining us here. Spin on Golf 760 WJR.